This is David Cruse with the Comstock Report on the grains. Funds are heavily short grains and soybeans. That provides a deep well of short covering to buy their way out of the market if trends motivate them to exit. I don't think that they've bailed for the exits yet. On the other side of this coin, farmers are heavily long corn. Some estimate that farmers own 40% of 2016 old crop corn yet. Many have opted for paper reownership of physical corn they have sold. They have priced a very small percentage of new crop corn, so in total, farmers are a massive long position in corn. They need the funds to cut and run to buy them the rally they are looking for. This is the funds against the farmers. We would note on the rally thus far, when futures rallied 11 cents, the local ethanol plant took a nickel of it in basis. That waters down the gain for farmers as well as selling interest, as the commercials know that they have them eventually. Gulf basis weakened too, as weekly corn and soybean export sales both came in disappointingly below trade expectations. The weather outlook looks very similar to what it was last year near this date as markets reached for their seasonal highs. The heat coming looks to have dropped a bit south, so the Dakotas won't be quite as hot as previously forecast, with Nebraska and Kansas taking the brunt of it. They have irrigation to mitigate the impact. Canada will benefit from some cooler weather conditions. Oats had a bad day. They often lead. Where we live, we have a full profile of subsoil moisture reserves, and the crop is too immature to have large moisture requirements. If we have to have a string of 90-degree-plus days, then bring it on, as one would rather have it now than next month when it would be a different story. Some corn can be damaged from extreme heat, but it is too early for major damage. I really doubt that the heat from this one episode will have any material impact on soybean yields. It is just too early. Crop condition improved here ahead of the heat. Last year, South American soybeans and corn crops were deteriorating, shrinking under floods in Argentina and drought in the Mato Grosso and northeast Brazil. Expectations for 100 million metric ton Brazilian crop deteriorated to 86 million. This year, the opposite is the case, with expectations for 100 million metric ton Brazilian soybean crop increasing to 113 million metric ton. Actually, CONAB increased their production estimate to 113.92. USDA is predicting that Brazil will harvest 27 million metric tons more soybeans than last year. That is 992 million more bushels of soybeans than a year ago from Brazil. Chinese crush margins are negative. The year-to-year difference in production is astounding. Brazil produced 67 million metric tons of corn last year, and USDA expects them to produce 96 million metric tons this year. Argentina produced just 29 million metric ton of corn last year, and USDA is at 40 million metric ton for Argentina this year. That is a combined increase year-to-year of 40 million metric tons for Brazil and Argentina, the equivalent of an entire 2017 Argentine corn crop. That is 1.575 billion bushels more corn in South America. And we are worried about losing 300 million bushel. Brazilian farmers have sold less crop this season, too, as they have more to sell than they expected. So farmers in both hemispheres are hoping that it stays dry in the Dakotas and funds bail on shorts. While crude oil and gasoline prices have fallen, ethanol values have gone up. Ethanol production fell 2.1% last week, according to the Renewable Fuels Association. Also good news is that ethanol stocks declined 3.5%, so consumption bested production. This is critical as gasoline consumption was off over 5%. The weak price of oil will eventually weigh on the ethanol and biofuel industries. Most impactful, however, will be the cost of their feedstock, corn and soy oil. Ethanol industry margins could deteriorate quite quickly on a rally in corn. The USDA balance sheet update Friday will give the trade a new baseline carryover stocks estimate upon which to evaluate how weather and acreage will impact them. 1 million fewer corn acres and a couple of bushels off the corn yield, and you can dip the carryover back below 2 billion bushels again. Likewise, more soybean acres provide a buffer to reduce yields. Farmers have a lot of corn to sell yet, but I don't think they stored it this long with an objective of selling for $3.50. It's hard to get anywhere in the cash market with basis deteriorating. Open interest did not decline on the rally, so the bearish funds still think they are right. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.